Spotlight.
Welcome to today's Spotlight. I am Aditya Shukla. Today we will be discussing about Union Cabinet decisions. We have with us Ajay Sahajasra, aviation expert, and Rahul Tripathi, journalist. Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved three key decisions today. We will be discussing these decisions one by one. The Union Cabinet chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi has approved the launch of implementation of the Regional Connectivity Scheme, Modified UDAN, for a period of 10 years from financial year 2026-27 to financial year 2035-36 with a total outlay of ₹28,840 crore. Let's listen to Union Cabinet Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, what he has to say on this.
आज प्रपोजल एक अप्रूव हुआ है 28,840 करोड़ रुपीस से, वो है मॉडिफाइड उड़ान, एक तरीके से उड़ान 2.0। उड़ान 2.0 मॉडिफाइड उड़ान, इसमें 100 न्यू एयरपोर्ट्स को चैलेंज मोड में डेवलप किया जाए। राज्य सरकारों को ये चैलेंज दिया जाएगा कि आप लोग प्रायोरिटी डिसाइड करो कहाँ पे एयरपोर्ट बनाना है, और लैंड से रिलेटेड, परमिशन से रिलेटेड, फॉरेस्ट का अगर इश्यू आता है तो उससे रिलेटेड, कहीं पर भी कोई भी इश्यू आता है वो सब आप प्रायोरिटी बेसिस पे क्लियर करो, उस एयरपोर्ट को लिया जाएगा इस प्रोजेक्ट। बजटरी सपोर्ट एयरपोर्ट्स के लिए अबाउट 12,159 करोड़ रुपीस का बजटरी सपोर्ट प्रोवाइड किया जाएगा। नए हेलीपोर्ट्स बनेंगे चॉपर के लिए, विशेषकर जो हमारे हिली एरियाज हैं, नॉन एक्सेसिबल एरियाज हैं, उन सब के लिए। और नए मेड इन इंडिया एयरक्राफ्ट्स खरीदे जाएंगे, जो कि ध्रुव और डॉर्नियर, इन दोनों क्लास के एयरक्राफ्ट्स हैं, उनके लिए 400 करोड़ रुपीस का बजटरी सपोर्ट रखा गया।
We also have a report on the modified UDAN scheme. Let's listen to it.
In a significant step towards strengthening regional infrastructure, the government has expanded the scope of the UDAN scheme, focusing on affordability, accessibility and sustainability. Under the modified UDAN scheme, first, the government plans to develop 100 new airports from currently unserved airstrips with an investment of over 12,000 crore rupees. This is expected to improve connectivity in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities. Second, to ensure these airports remain functional, the centre will provide operation and maintenance support to over 400 aerodromes, addressing the challenge of high operational costs in low traffic regions. Third, the scheme includes the development of 200 modern helipads, particularly in hilly, remote and island regions. This move is expected to boost last-mile connectivity and significantly enhance emergency response services. Another key highlight of the modified UDAN scheme is viability gap funding, where airlines will receive financial support of over 10,000 crore rupees over the next decade to operate regional routes that may not be immediately profitable. In line with the government's Atmanirbhar Bharat vision, the scheme also proposes the induction of indigenous aircraft. This includes procurement of HAL Dhruv helicopters and HAL Dornier aircraft to strengthen operations in challenging terrains. The revamped scheme is expected to make air travel more affordable for the common citizen, boost tourism and trade in smaller cities, improve healthcare access in remote regions and strengthen India's domestic aviation ecosystem. The original UDAN scheme, launched in 2016, has already shown significant results. Over 660 routes have been operationalized, connecting 95 airports and carrying more than 1.6 crore passengers across the country. With the modified UDAN scheme, the government now aims to build on this foundation and take regional connectivity to the next level.
Ajay ji, how would you explain the UDAN scheme? What was the air infrastructure in India before UDAN and how it has improved and enhanced after that?
I've been connected with the airline for almost like 2003 onwards, before 2014, if I had to put it that way. The air travel was a luxury for upper class, remain out of the reach of masses or a common man, as we call it. There was a phase in between when the low cost came in, but soon even low cost became the full service, they became costly and out of the reach of the common man. So after 2014, when this UDAN scheme came, even the people in the remote villages, small towns and cities began to experience the benefits and convenience of air travel. In fact, I've been traveling, I've been associated by more than four airlines, and of the two were in the UDAN category. And while traveling at the small airports and even in the big airports, when you see people from the rural area and when you see the common man actually in chappal, Hawaii chappal also traveling from airline, I mean, you really feel heartened. You really feel good about it, that these are the masses which were supposed to travel and they are traveling right now.
Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw also highlighted how Udaan scheme has enhanced the air connectivity, especially the regional connectivity in our country. Let's listen to him.
Udaan 1.0 mein kareeb 1.62 crore passengers travel kiye, kyunki apne aap mein ek bahut bada achievement tha ki jo log kabhi flight ka sapna bhi nahi dekh pate the, un logon ne फ्लाइट का एक्सपीरियंस किया. कई नए एयरपोर्ट्स बने, चाहे उड़ीसा में झारसुगुड़ा, उत्तर प्रदेश में प्रयागराज, मेघालय में शिलोंग, लक्षद्वीप में अगत्ती एयर स्ट्रिप एयरपोर्ट, अरुणाचल प्रदेश में दोनी पोलो एयरपोर्ट ओलोंगी, फिर हिंडन एयरपोर्ट, राजस्थान में किशनगढ़ एयरपोर्ट, छोटी छोटी जगह भी अच्छे एयरपोर्ट्स बने, दरभंगा एयरपोर्ट, ये सब पहले उड़ान के वर्जन में बने.
सो अजय जी, आओ उड़ान स्कीम has transformed the way India travels in the last 10 years especially.
Okay, sir. I mean, if you compare with other transport, means of transport, this is easier to start. With the airline, the good thing is that you only need to start an airport. And with the Udaan scheme, after Udaan scheme and regional Udaan also, I've seen airports coming up in very small places like Tezu, Roopsi, Purnia, Bidar. I mean, these are very small places, very tier 2, tier 3 towns also. And they have cropped up. Airport have come. In fact, in the recent Udaan scheme, the stress is also on the airports, aerodromes, and the connectivity as well as upkeep of these airports and aerodromes. So these small airports have actually connected the common man from these area to the bigger cities, even international also. Some airports which earlier been Udaan airport now have turned out that they are also operating the international flights, something like Surat, say, for example. It's really a good development. It's a kind of revolution which has taken place.
In another significant decision, Union Cabinet today has approved the continuation of immigration, visa, foreigners registration and tracking, that is IVFRT scheme, beyond 31st March 2026 for a period of 5 years from 1st April 2026 to 31st March 2031. The budget outlay for this scheme is Rs. 1800 crore. Union Cabinet Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw briefed media in New Delhi about the IVFRT scheme. Let's listen to him.
सबसे पहले आप सब जानते हैं कि भारत में विजिटर्स अब बहुत आते हैं, चाहे टूरिज्म के पर्पज से हो, चाहे बिजनेस के पर्पज. टायर वीजा कुछ वर्षों पहले हाथ में लिया गया था, उसमें और 204 मिशन्स हैं दुनिया भर में, देश में, और देश में करीब 854 डिस्ट्रिक्ट्स हैं जिनको इंटीग्रेट कर दिया गया है इस पूरे प्रोग्राम. इसके बेनिफिट्स जो हुए, वो बेनिफिट्स आपको एक एक पॉइंट पे वीजा का टर्न अराउंड टाइम जो कई दिन लगते थे, 180 दिन, 30 दिन, वो अप्रोक्सीमेटली 48 आवर्स में कन्वर्ट हो गया. और प्रायर रेफरेंस कैटेगरी एक है, वो 21 डेज में कन्वर्ट हो गया. पैसेंजर क्लियरेंस टाइम 5-6 मिनट्स लगते थे, वो 2.5-3 मिनट्स में बायोमेट्रिक्स बेस्ड ऑथेंटिकेशन स्टार्ट हो गया. पैसेंजर इन्फॉर्मेशन मैनुअल होती थी, अब सॉफ्टवेयर एडिट पैसेंजर इन्फॉर्मेशन आने लग गई. सिस्टम इंटीग्रेशन नहीं था, सारे सिस्टम जो भी थे सारे स्टैंड अलोन थे, वो अब सारा एक इंटीग्रेटेड एप्लीकेशन में कन्वर्ट हो गया.
We also have a report on the IVFRT scheme.
The continuation of the IVFRT scheme marks a major step towards modernizing India's immigration ecosystem while balancing ease of travel with national security. The IVFRT platform integrates key functions such as visa issuance, immigration clearance and foreigner registration into a unified digital system. In the next phase, the focus is on three major areas. 1. Adoption of emerging technologies. 2. Upgradation of core infrastructure. And 3. Improvement in service delivery systems. Passengers will have a more seamless experience with mobile-based services and self-service kiosks. The aim is to reduce wait time and enhance convenience at airports and immigration checkpoints. The cabinet approval comes in the backdrop of the recently enacted Immigration and Foreigners Act 2025. Officials say the upgraded system will continue to ensure faceless, contactless visa processing while strengthening the country's security architecture. Over the years, the IVFRT system has already delivered measurable improvements, like over 91% of e-visas are processed within 72 hours, immigration clearance time has reduced to 2.5-3 minutes, and
fast-track e-gates under the Fast-Track Immigration Trusted Traveller Program have been set up, which have brought the clearance time down to just 30 seconds. The system currently covers more than 100 immigration posts and hundreds of registration offices across the country. The upgraded IVFRT system will not just improve security, but also boost tourism, business travel and medical visits to India.
Rahulji, I would like to know from you, what is this scheme all about and how today's cabinet decision is a significant one in this regard?
This immigration visa foreigners registration and tracking IVFRT scheme, which has been cleared by Union Cabinet, will significantly improve the travel visa and foreigners registration within the country. The scheme has covered 107 immigration checkposts, 15 foreign regional registration offices and 854 foreigners registration officers, superintendent of police, deputy commissioner of police across the country. The system has enabled 100% contactless and faceless visa process with online appointment scheduling and payment facility, leading to faster visa processing times, with 91.24% of e-visa application have been cleared within 72 hours. Average passenger clearance time at the immigration post is also going to reduce from 2.5 to 3 minutes including biometrics, from the conventional 5 to 6 minutes earlier. The Union Home Ministry has, few years back, introduced this fast-track immigration trusted traveler program. In this, there was automated e-gates implemented at 13 major airports, which had reduced the time taken on for clearance, immigration clearance, from 2.53 minutes to 30 seconds. Its enrollment is on gratis basis and is currently available for Indian national and OCI overseas card holders in the scheme.
Rahulji, the scheme seeks not only to expand and strengthen the scope and capacity of the existing IVFRT scheme, but also introduces the state-of-the-art technological solutions to enhance user experience. Rahulji, the continuation of this project is not just a technical upgrade, but a strategic transformation.
This assumes significant distinct about the national security. The next phase of which is coming will focus on three broad areas: emerging technology innovation, transformation of core infrastructure, and technology and service optimization. The scheme will modernize the immigration and visa ecosystem, which already exists, through adoption of emerging technology, including mobile-based services and self-service kiosks for seamless and secure passenger movement. It will upgrade and expand core infrastructure across immigration posts, FRROs, and data center to build a resilient and scalable system nationwide using artificial intelligence.
Rahulji, we hope that this scheme will bolster our security issues in the visa and immigration. In another key decision, the cabinet has also approved India's nationally determined contribution for the period 2031 to 2035, enhancing the country's ambition under the UNFCCC and its Paris Agreement while reinforcing its commitment to sustainable development and climate justice. Let's listen to Union Cabinet Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw on it.
Tisra bahut bada faisla aaj liya gaya. Environmental goals, jo duniya ne naya framework bana, usse pehle tak Kyoto Protocol chalta tha. Kyoto Protocol se Paris Summit mein jab ek naya framework bana, us framework mein ye tha ki har desh apni paristhiti ke hisab se apne goals decide kare. Aur goals ko decide karne mein 5 years ke intervals rakhe gaye. तो अभी जो गोल्स चल रहे हैं वो 25 टू 30 वाले गोल्स चल रहे हैं. अब 2030 से 2035 के गोल्स को इस कैबिनेट डिसीजन के माध्यम से आज अप्रूव किया गया. एमिशन इंटेंसिटी जीडीपी का परसेंटेज अगर हम लें तो 36% रिडक्शन हो चुका है. जो सेकंड गोल है 2030 तक का जो गोल था वो हमने 2025 में ही अचीव कर लिया, 2026 में उसको एक्सीड कर लिया. आज भारत की पावर जनरेशन कैपेसिटी क्लीन नॉन फॉसिल सोर्सेज से 52% हो चुकी है.
सो वी होप थ्री कैबिनेट डिसीजंस, वन इन इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर, अनदर इन सिक्योरिटी एंड द थर्ड वन इन एनवायरमेंट, विल फर्दर बूस्ट द एक्सप्रेस रिफॉर्म दैट इज करेंटली अंडर वे अंडर द लीडरशिप ऑफ प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी. Thank you so much, Rahulji and Ajayji, for connecting with Akashvani News and giving your insights on the topic.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can also listen to this program on our mobile app News on AIR and YouTube channel News on AIR Official.
Spotlight.